Welcome to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. I'm your host and producer, Stephen Shepard, and today in the studio we have Marissa Valent and Megan Lees. They're here from Upstate Shakespeare with their production of Othello. Welcome to the studio, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You each have two roles of some kind in this production. Can you tell me what they are?
Sure. Like you said, my name is Marissa. In this production of Othello, I'm playing Emilia, who is Iago's wife and Desdemona's confidant. But also in the company, I'm the executive director. So I work really closely with our artistic director and the director of the show, Kelsey Rich, on the business aspects of running a theater company.
Yeah, my name's Megan. I am the assistant director, which means I work also very closely with Kelsey Rich, and I'm at every rehearsal. I take notes for her and just kind of do any of the things that she can't do because she is also playing a part in the show as well. And then I am also the costume designer for the show.
Marissa, we've often heard about other theater organizations in the Syracuse area who are known for their annual Shakespeare productions, but Upstate Shakespeare is brand new. How and why did that come to be?
Yeah, so this is actually Upstate Shakespeare's very first show ever, and we're excited to be starting up. Kelsey was actually the one who got a group of people together and said, we need more chances to be able to do shows. Because sometimes the reason that an actor isn't able to participate in a show just comes down to bad timing with their own personal lives or jobs. And a lot of us know each other through Le Moyne College, which is where we went to school or are still going to school. And we found an opportunity to do some Shakespeare in more of an educational setting. I would say that that's what sets us apart from some of the other Shakespeare companies in the Syracuse area. Our mission statement is that we're dedicated to the education and advancement of young artists through the medium of Shakespeare.
For future productions, will Upstate Shakespeare be open to everyone, not just Le Moyne alumni and current students?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And while this production is very heavily Le Moyne current students and alumni, Mike Juan Jackson, who is playing Othello, is not involved in Le Moyne at all. We've known him through other Shakespeare productions and just in general as an actor in the community. So we would love to have as many people involved as possible.
Now, for those who don't know, what is Othello all about?
There's a lot of themes in Othello. I think one of the big ones is race, which we see through Mike Juan's character, Othello himself. I think another one is manipulation. Those are just two of the many themes. But basically, it's about this character of Iago trying to defeat Othello. And we see him through a number of monologues throughout the show, manipulating all of the rest of the characters to kind of achieve his end goal of destroying Othello. Through that, we see tons of twists and turns and things that he didn't even expect to happen. Yeah, so it's basically through the eyes of Iago, Othello's demise, basically.
Now, where does Jafar come into play? No, I'm kidding. Iago's the Gilbert Gottfried paired in Aladdin. No, I had to. It's right there. Who are some of the key players in this production and who's on the creative team? We already brought up Mike Juan and Kelsey.
We have a very talented cast. Some of the other leads in the production would be Derek Powell, who is playing Michael Cassio.
Iago is played by Fred Binkowski.
That would be important. He's a very important character,
yes. Desdemona is Kelsey Rich, who is also directing the production, so that's her double role. Montano is played by Jade Miori.
Lodovico is played by Danny Merrill. And Danny also plays the clown, which is a really interesting character, sort of the comedic relief.
Our Bianca is played by Katie Copeland, who I believe is a Syracuse student as well. So she's another out of Le Moyne person that we have. And she also plays the musician. And her scene with the clown is probably one of my favorites. They have a really funny interaction. And it kind of takes you out of the dark intensity of the show itself.
Are the clown and the musician additions, or was that in the original script to Othello?
It was in the original script, yeah. But I think the way that we're playing it is definitely unique to our production. I think it's really cool the way that Kelsey has directed that and the way that Danny and Katie as actors have created these characters. It really fits with our show's aesthetic, I think.
It makes sense to me because a lot of Shakespeare's tragedies often need like a little bit of comic relief.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But the clown and the musician, that just brings me back to a couple months back, Animal Crackers, the Marx Brothers musical was being put on in Baldwinsville. I'm like, wait a minute, the clown and the musician. This sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
So they probably took some Shakespearean influence and they didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I think one really cool thing about this production in the process itself is that we a lot of times are rehearsing just like any space that we can find, because we're a company that is performing the show at Lemoyne, but we don't have necessarily a specific rehearsal space that we're working out of right now. The space that we're doing most of our rehearsals at is Lemoyne's technical director's backyard. So he has a son and he has a cat and a dog. So a lot of our rehearsals are are just filled with, there'll be kids just like running around sometimes, and a cat will just jump up onto the bed and the dog runs in. So there's one footage video, we take videos of the rehearsals that our director can watch them afterwards since she's a part of the production, where you just see the cat Max running in and this very dramatic moment between Desdemona and Othello. And I, as the assistant director, just kind of scooted in there, picked up the cat and ran away. But there's this really awesome still of me just like holding a cat in front of Kelsey and Myquan as they're doing this really dramatic scene. I don't know. That's one of my favorite moments.
What's new, pussycat?
Yeah.
Max is very obviously the star of the show. Right. We're going to have to get him a costume or something.
Of course, yes. I'll work on that.
Outdoor theater is always an experience like that. You never know what outside extras are going to come in.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes after rehearsals, I'm sitting there wondering too, because we are rehearsing in someone's backyard. I'm like, you know, sometimes we get pretty loud. The show's very emotional. I know the last scene in the play has a lot of shouting, especially on my part, and I happen to have a very loud voice. So I'm like, wow, how many of these neighbors are going, like, is something okay? Because I just keep hearing somebody go, a lie, a damned odious lie. Like, what's going on over there?
I know. I think at the beginning they were probably confused, but now they're mostly used to it, probably. We've been doing it for so long at this
point.
And
then they'll miss it when you move to the actual stage.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, where is this show actually being held?
We're going to be at the Gifford Terrace on Lemoyne campus. So it's 1419 Salt Springs Road. And the Gifford Terrace is in between the two academic buildings, Riley Hall and Gruen Hall.
So when is Othello happening with Upstate Shakespeare, and where can people find more information?
Our show dates are the 27th through the 29th of July, starting at 7 p.m. on the 27th and the 28th, and 2 p.m. on Sunday the 29th. We do have an Instagram, it's Upstate Shakespeare, and a Facebook, Upstate Shakespeare.
We're working on getting a website, but we do have an email address for anybody that wants more information, and that is upstateshakespeare@gmail.com.
Sounds good. We'll be right back in the studio. We have some rehearsal audio of Othello himself. Keep it locked right here. This is Stage Right Radio on HD3, Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. All we see is sky far forever. All I see is sky for forever.
Support comes from California Closets on Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, working with clients to help transform spaces that change the way they live. From closets to media centers and garages, information including real-life examples of how California Closets has helped make an impact with real client stories online at californiaclosets.com.
Welcome back to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. I'm still in the studio with Marissa and Megan, and they have some rehearsal audio from Othello star Myquan Jackson. Now, can you tell me what's going on in this scene?
This comes from the beginning of the play around Act 2, and Iago, who in his quest for revenge on Othello for passing him over for a promotion, is trying to convince him that Desdemona has cheated on him with Michael Cassio, even though in reality that never happened and it never would happen. Othello starts to talk to Iago about how he feels about Desdemona.
All right, this is Myquan Jackson as Othello.
Thinkest thou I'll make a lie of jealousy? To follow still the changes of the moon with fresh suspicions? No. To be once in doubt is once to be resolved. Exchange me for a goat, when I shall turn the business of my soul to such exsufflicate and blown surmises matching thy inference. Nor from mine own weak merits will I draw the smallest fear or doubt of her revolt. For she had eyes and chose me. No, Iago. I'll see before I doubt. When I doubt, prove, and on the proof, there is no more but this. Away at once, with love or jealousy.
Very good job, Myquan. Now, what is one thing you wanted to say about that scene?
One line that Kelsey had drawn from that as particularly influential in her vision for the show is "For she had eyes and chose me." That line ended up being the tagline on our posters, and she felt like it was a really good representation of how Othello is such an outsider, being this decorated military man, but being the only black person in the world that he's in. So even though she can see that he is black, that it didn't matter to her, and he feels very passionately about that.
Where and when is Othello happening, and where can people find more information?
Othello is happening July 27th through the 29th at Gifford Terrace on Lemoyne campus between Riley Hall and Gruen Hall, and you can find more on Upstate Shakespeare on Instagram or Facebook.
All right, we'll be back in the studio with Marissa and Megan. I have a little game for them. Keep it locked right here. This is Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. Stay here.
WAER is happy to be part of your community, but we realize that a lot of times you're on the go. Or maybe you can't connect with WAER. And that's why we've developed the WAER mobile app, so you can take us with you wherever you go. Stream our broadcast, browse our website, and listen to the latest on-demand audio. Available in the Apple and Google Play Store. Just search for WAER.
Welcome back to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. We're still here with Marissa and Megan from Upstate Shakespeare, and they're putting on Othello at the end of July. Now, I have a little game to play. It's one I like to do with pretty much all the Shakespeare shows that come in here. The works of Shakespeare have been around for centuries, and so there have been many different productions and adaptations. And the Wikipedia pages are full of them. But I also can be very creative myself with some of these pitches. So you're going to tell me whether the production I tell you is one that actually happened or whether it's a lie.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Super ready.
So ready.
All right. First up, Paul Robeson starred as Othello in this 1943 staging that was the first lengthy performance of a Shakespeare play to be released on records.
I feel like I'm a bad theater person. I don't know who he is.
I know. Neither do I. It sounds very convincing, though.
Does, yeah. Well, Stephen's very convincing. I'm going to say yes, that's real.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure there's actually, like, a not that active, but a performing arts company named after him in the Syracuse area.
Ooh.
I'm not quite sure. But it is real. That is completely real.
All cool. Right.
Oh, that All was right. an easy one. I feel like it's going to get harder now.
All right, next up. Laurence Olivier performed as Othello at the Royal National Theater in 1964, but had developed such a case of stage fright that was extreme when on the stage alone that he needed Iago visible offstage in the wings to calm him down. Is this real or not?
Laurence Olivier.
I feel like not, only because I know that Orson Welles played Othello in blackface, which is, wow. That was the thing, apparently. When
No blackface in this
no.
production from Shakespeare.
He was, oh, yeah. No, none
no,
in
no,
ours.
No,
none
no, here. No.
No, we don't like that.
No, not at all.
I feel like, no, I have never heard of Laurence Olivier playing Othello.
And stage fright. I don't know. Yeah, no.
That's actually completely true.
Really?
I was shocked when I read it, but it's completely true.
So
no
much
way.
So that he had to have Iago
like
visible.
The actor playing Iago, like visible, like not to the
that
audience,
is so
but off stage.
Wow.
You wouldn't think from such an actor, but maybe that tragedy really hit him. I don't know.
Wow.
Huh. I don't know. All right, next up. A 2013 stage adaptation called Othello, The Fall of a Warrior. Directed and produced in Vietnam. Fake or real?
What was the year that you gave us?
2013. 5 years ago.
In Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I feel like yes.
I have no reason to believe not.
I know. I want to say yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's fake. It was actually Singapore.
Oh.
Okay.
But everything I said was
right.
True.
Yeah. You got us.
It was 2013, Othello, The Fall of a Warrior, but it was in Singapore.
Okay.
All right. 1997, Patrick Stewart performed as Othello in Washington, D.C. as the sole white actor and character in an all-black cast.
That's true.
Real or fake?
That's true.
I mean, it sounds really cool. I wish I could have seen it.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
I believe her. I'll go with true.
It is true.
Yes. Yeah.
We talked about that in a rehearsal recently. That's the only reason I know. I think someone mentioned it.
A 2017 stage production of Othello set in a mental ward in which Othello doubles as a janitor and Cassio doubles as a psychiatrist.
I've seen Othello set on an army base. I've never seen it set in a mental asylum.
Wow.
I saw Hamlet set in a mental asylum.
Where did you see it set in an army base?
That was the National Theater Company, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say false.
It sounds like a stretch to me. I'm going to say false, too.
It's actually real. That was last year's CNYP May Shakespeare production.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Well, no offense to CNY. I just personally would never have thought of that. Well, cool.
Hey, granted, I didn't actually see it, but I'm just like looking at the cast list and the photos. I'm like, okay, this has got to be a psych ward or a hospital.
Do remember seeing pictures for that now that I think about that. Yeah, they did. They set it in a psych ward.
I don't know.
Wow.
I'd love to see that.
That's very creative.
All right. A 2007 production at Donmar Warehouse in London, featuring three guests now known for their roles in Marvel movies. Chiwetel Ejiofor as Othello, Tom Hiddleston as Iago, and Benedict Cumberbatch as Cassio.
Ooh. That's a...
Wait, I'm going to say that's true, because I feel like I've seen videos of Benedict Cumberbatch in a production of Othello. I just don't remember who he was playing.
I believe her. I'm going with true.
Oh, no.
If he was in a production of Othello, it wasn't this one.
Oh, no. Man. Okay.
Nope.
Should never have believed me.
So, Othello, the actor I named, that was correct. Tom Hiddleston was in it, but he was Cassio.
Okay.
And Iago was played by Ewan McGregor.
Tom Hiddleston does seem like a Cassio.
He's very attractive.
But I'm thinking, like, the scheming is like, oh, that's Loki.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. Ewan McGregor. All right.
All right, next up. Anthony Hopkins starred as Othello in the BBC television Shakespeare production in 1981.
This is making me feel like
a bad
See,
I know
person.
His name. I'm trying to think of his face.
Don't feel like a bad person. There's been so many of these.
There's
you can't keep
so
up
many.
With them all.
And I think that BBC's done more than one, too,
yeah,
which
I'm
makes
sure.
it even more confusing. I'm going to say, wait, who did Anthony Hopkins play?
Othello.
Othello.
Isn't Anthony Hopkins white?
Yes, very. He's also played Zorro.
Oh, okay, good. Hollywood. Well, that's not Hollywood. That's BBC.
Yeah, I was going to say.
London, whatever that is. I don't know.
I'm going to say false because I feel like by that time I'm hoping that they're getting actual black actors to play
Othello. What year did you
Othello.
Say?
I said 1981.
81?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'll go with false.
It was real.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is so disappointing.
I'll say all the ones I said are real unless someone specifically decided to go into Othello's Wikipedia
and
page.
Change.
Oh my
and
God, amazing.
And who would do that? Come on. All right, next up. A 1988 Canadian play that includes the plays of Othello and Romeo and Juliet, in which a scholar finds a cryptic manuscript believed to be the true source of those works and is then transported into the worlds of those plays.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting.
Real or fake?
I want it to be real because I want to believe that exists because it sounds so cool.
I want it to be real, but I feel like that's something that a really creative person would just think of. So I'm going to say it's false and you made that up.
It was a really creative person, but it wasn't me. It was the author of the play. It was real.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yay.
Cool.
That play was called Goodnight Desdemona, parentheses, Good Morning Juliet.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds really cool.
It does sound cool. I feel like I've heard of Goodnight Desdemona, but I don't know if it's part of the same.
I've only heard of Goodnight Moon. All right. Last one. A jazz musical version of Othello called Catch My Soul in 1968, starring William Marshall and Jerry Lee Lewis.
No. Oh, I really want that to be true, though.
Oh, my gosh.
A jazz musical.
I hope not.
Can Myquan sing? Because
I don't know. I
haven't asked that an odd amount of times, and I've never seen him since to ask him that.
I'm going to ask him.
Ask him if he can sing. All right.
I know Fred can't sing. Ariago cannot sing, so sorry, Fred.
False.
Fake.
Yeah, fake.
It's real.
It's real?
It
oh
is
my
real.
God.
Well, that's really exciting.
Amazing.
Lots of things to look up after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're bad at this game.
It's okay. Many people are when it comes to that game. So, one last time, when and where is this happening, and where can people find more information about Upstate Shakespeare?
Othello runs July 27th through 29th at Gifford Terrace on Lemoyne's campus between Gruen and Riley Hall. And you can find us on Upstate Shakespeare on Facebook and also Upstate Shakespeare on Instagram.
Sounds good. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Who should I have next on the show? Please let me know at stagerightradio@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Stephen Shepherd, and this has been Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. Exit and scene.